Audio guide to Puerto Colom Lighthouse. Puerto Colom Lighthouse is currently equipped with a catadioptric optic that is more than 100 years old. It was first installed in 1910 at Tramuntana Lighthouse on Dragonera Island and was working there until 1960 when it was dismantled and put into storage, being replaced by automated equipment fueled by acetylene gas requiring a different type of optic. However, in 1965, when the lighthouse at Puerto Colom was electrified and the height of its tower raised by 10 meters, it was thought that perhaps the old optic from Tramuntana Lighthouse could be adapted to work with the new electrical lamps. The optic saw service in this lighthouse until 1996, when it was replaced by a fixed 500mm diameter optic, when the lighthouse's lighting system was adapted to use modern halogen lamps, and the new lamp changers would not fit inside the old rotating optic. Interestingly enough, during the modernization of the lighting system that took place in 2010, comprising the installation of 250-watt discharge lamps and an uninterrupted power supply system in order to warranty that the light would continue to work in cases of power failure, it was decided to reinstall the old rotating optic. The results were highly satisfactory, with even greater range being attained. Now the lighthouse is again emitting four rotating beams of light, which are perceived from the sea as a light pattern of two white flashes every 10 seconds. The old rotation motor has also been recuperated and has started working again. This centenarian optic was on display for several years at the exhibition of maritime navigational aids at Porto Pi Lighthouse. You can see for yourself by visiting the virtual exhibition at www.balearic-lighthouses.com. Special screens have been installed in the lantern of the lighthouse to stop the flashes of light from causing disturbance to motorists and local residents. End of the audio guide.